out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
Walking after midnight. Seems like I'm always working after midnight. That's when I always seem to be working, and I have a real treat here for you today. I've got Michael Genevieve from over there at the Abbeville Opera House. Got a big play coming up. Always Patsy Cline. How you doing today, Michael Genevieve?
I'm always doing great.
I bet you're working some late nights.
Hey, we're working after midnight, too, I'm telling you. Yeah, we're getting ready to open the first show of the 35th Summer Theater season at the Abbeville Opera House. We open this Friday night at 8 o'clock. It's a winner. Always Patsy Cline is just a tremendous musical. You know, she's more popular now than certainly she was when she was alive, like so many artists who have died young. But gosh, 28 hit songs. We go through all of them. We've got a great live band, and Mary Jane Swaggart starring as Patsy.
And she's always been Patsy Cline.
Always been Patsy Cline. We've done it several times in the past. Been 7 or 8 years now since we've done the show, so we thought it was time to bring it back, and we thought it'd be a good way to kick off the 35th summer theater season in Abbeville.
How about that?
Yeah.
And hard to believe it's actually going to be a Broadway show, and still you're able to do it.
I know. We were very fortunate, really, to get the rights to this show. We didn't know when we first started considering it that was going to happen, and it was just really in talking to the representatives of Ted Swindley. He's the author and the original director of the show. Just in passing conversation, chatting on the phone. The representative lives in Connecticut but works a lot in New York, I can't remember something I needed to get back in touch with her, and she said, well, I'm going to be in the city. I'm having dinner in New York, but let me give you my cell phone number, which that's nice in itself that they'll do that. And, I said, well, have a great time. She said, you see, we have a table read tonight with the Broadway cast. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, always Patsy Cline. This is the 50th anniversary of Patsy Cline's death. And they're taking the show to Broadway. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. I hope they have a big hit on their hands. It's going to star, I think her name's Christine Bowersox. She was one of the winners, or at least one of the runners-up in American Idol several years ago. And Annette O'Toole, who's a pretty popular actress, or was in the 80s. You hear a lot about her. She's done a lot of theater. She'll be starring as as Louise. So it's set to open in the next couple of weeks.
Isn't that phenomenal? And still, you
and
were
yet
able,
they didn't pull the rights.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I know, that was so nice. I think they're finally. It always seemed kind of silly to me, anyway, to think that they were worried that a production in Abbeville, South Carolina, was actually going to affect
Take
the
away.
Attendance of anything on Broadway. But most of the time, it happened to us a couple of years ago with a show called Death Trap.
Right,
we,
I remember.
We'd already paid the royalties, gotten the scripts, everything in, and it was running in London. And there was talk of it going back for a revival on Broadway, and they immediately got in touch with us and said, "We're so sorry, but you can't do the show." And then I never heard any more about it. I don't think it ever really made it to Broadway in a revival, but that's just part of the weird business. Nobody ever thinks about royalties and securing rights to plays and having to deal with all of this, but that's just another side.
Well, and it's also very interesting. I think a lot of people don't realize that a musical is more expensive.
Oh my goodness!
Than a play for
ten
royalty.
Times more expensive. Our second show, after Always Patsy Cline, our second show is a brand new comedy by a Canadian playwright. It's called Spreading It Around. To get the rights to that show, it costs us just about $125 a night for a show. Patsy Cline is right around $9,000 to get the rights and the music and the scripts, and then you have to rent the arrangements. And I mean, it goes, so people think, oh, they're rolling in the dough over there because they'll see full houses. But when you do a musical, you have to have a full house just to pretty much break even. We can actually do better in the box office playing shows like Spreading It Around, or this. We've got a brand new Jones, Hope, and Wooten comedy called Always a Bridesmaid coming up in August. And we actually, the box office can actually show a better profit on a smaller show like that, where the royalties are less, the cast may be a little bit smaller, and we've got half houses.
Sure.
So
yeah, they can relax a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
But everybody likes the musicals, and we like to do them. Fills the house up, and
sure.
It's a great way to kick off the season. And then we hope people will have such a good time that they'll come back to another one and another one after that.
Absolutely. Now, this show is going to run, it opens this weekend.
Opens Friday night at 8 o'clock. We've got two shows on Saturday at 3 and at 8, and it's the same schedule every weekend through the end of the month. So it's June 7th, 8th, 14th, 15th, 21st, 22nd, and 28th and 29th.
And will you be having an evening show for the last show? Because I know you have done some matinees, and that was
some,
it.
But no, we'll close on the 29th with the 3 o'clock matinee.
Okay, so you're doing
yes.
the same thing there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I know you're going to have full houses, and I know this is exciting for you. Now, tell us a little bit about the gal who is playing Patsy Cline. You said she played her from 2005, and we're going to actually get a call in from her on Saturday morning.
That's right.
Where we are actually going to honor Patsy Cline and play her this weekend as the opening of your show. That's going to be one of our three artists that we will feature on Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road.
Terrific. Yeah, Mary Jane and I, we've done more shows together than I can count. Last season, she played Miss Hannigan in Annie. She won a Best Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical award for that at our 55th Annual Awards Night celebration. She has done everything from Dolly Levi to Annie Get Your Gun to I have no idea how many shows we've done together, but just a brilliant singer. She's been as a professional singer, she has been around the world 12 times singing on cruise ships.
How about that?
And just has done an incredible amount of research on Patsy Cline and captures not just the essence of her character and her voice, but when you close your eyes, you will swear that you're hearing Patsy when she sings. I mean, she just does a remarkable job.
And she actually sings the music.
Oh, yeah, every one of the. Oh, yeah, she's singing live, the band's live, everything's everything. As a matter of fact, I remember one time some guy, I don't know what he was thinking. Audiences always have these great responses. My favorite for me is like, how did you ever learn all those lines? Like, that's supposed to be a big compliment, I guess, for an actor. But we had a fella coming out, and was, and he was saying, boy, the show, Patsy Cline, this thing was so great. And gosh, her lips moved at exactly the same time as the music. And I couldn't figure out what he said. He thought it was recorded and she was lip syncing, and which I guess is a compliment that he thought it was that. He thought it was Patsy's records that were played. And we went, no, that the Bodacious Bobcats band, that's Robbie Bowie, Tony Dunlap, and David Eller, and they're all back. So we've got the keyboards and the guitar and the drums and the same arrangements that Patsy performed, and so 28 of her hit songs will be in the show. But it's really more than a concert. It's a great story as well. She became great friends with Louise Seger.
Just by chance.
Yes. Louise was a huge fan, and Patsy, she wrote her a fan letter, and Patsy answered the letter. And that started a series of correspondence between the two, in which Patsy would always sign her letters, always Patsy Cline, which
but
is how the
meet,
title came
didn't
from.
Didn't they meet in Texas?
Patsy was singing in Texas, not too far from where Louise lived. Louise went to see the show. She walked over and said, you know, I'm such a big fan, and I brought a bunch of people here at the table and all that, and maybe could you just wave to them? And Patsy said, well, why don't I just come over and sit with you all while before, you know? And that started a great
friendship.
Spending
the night?
And Louise, yes, she went to her house. She said, you don't need to stay at this little flea bag hotel. Come on over to my house. And they became great friends. Louise actually helped her career, managed her career. And
it's phenomenal how being in the right place
just,
at the right
exactly.
time.
Yep. Exactly. And so that's the story that we tell with all of the songs that you're going to hear from Patsy. It's a great script. Ted Swindley has just done a remarkable job with this play. And I wish him all the luck in New York. You know, we don't have a great track record with Southern musicals and Southern comedies in New York.
They just don't always get it.
They don't get it, do they? But boy, the Opera House audiences, they just love it. And they should, because it's a wonderful show. I'm really proud of the show.
Now, you got any more space for
open.
Friday and Saturday night? Or
we do.
Sold,
we have
I
tickets
mean, how,
for
how,
all of the shows. The matinees are filling up rather quickly. But we still have some seats for the matinees. We're not in the balcony on any of the matinee performances yet. But our box office is open. You can give us a call. There's a real live person there from 10 to 2 every
Whoa.
Day. But you can call 24 hours, leave your name and phone number, and we'll call you right back the next day, and you can make your reservations. It's 366-2157. Tickets are $20 for adults. They're $18 for seniors. And like I said, we've got some great seats, so give us a call, because it'll be great. Opening this weekend, and it runs every weekend in June.
It's terrific. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with the one and only Michael Genevieve, and always Patsy Cline.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
never be lonely when I'm in the presence of Michael Genevieve talking about Always Patsy Cline. You know, that music just, it just does something, doesn't it? And you know, the more research I do on Trash to Treasures with all the different artists, what an influence she was to other artists and what a friend she was to so many of the other big, big, big stars out there.
Oh, yeah. It would have been very interesting to see what her career would have done had she lived longer and hadn't had the tragic airplane accident. Her dream in life was to sell a million records. And, of course, today, you know, that's not that much. But I think she sold 20,000 or something like that right before she died. And then since then, of course, it's gone
millions
through the roof. She's
millions,
become more famous than ever. So just a class. You hear two notes and you recognize that voice. I mean, she was so unique, just a tremendous talent.
And you're assuring us that Louise can
Mary Jane?
Mary Jane captures that.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, she captures the essence and the character of Patsy, and vocally she captures it as well. It's one of the best things that I've ever seen her do, and she's just I'm so impressed with her performance and with Lisa McConnell. She's just a terrific actress as well. So I love working with both of them.
How is it to direct a show that you have directed before? You know, 2005, 2006, and now here it is, 2013.
Yeah, it's this one was very easy because we had the same band, we have the same actors. It sometimes is a challenge when you direct the same show over and over again. I have no idea how many times I've directed The Sound of Music. Who knows? I've directed it in every theater, every state in the country. Yeah, now Smoke on the Mountain was a little different. It was like Patsy. We had the same cast or almost the same cast with a change here or there. But when you do the same show with a whole new cast in a whole new theater, you remember the things that some other performers had brought to the role, and you have to be careful that you don't want to impose that necessarily onto this production, because every production is new unto itself, and it is created. But sometimes, of course, I mean, you want to steal all the good stuff that you came up with the first time, and you want to put it back in. So it's fun. I don't mind directing things over again up to a point, but I would much rather do new plays. Sure. New plays to me are just, I like to do a show that nobody's seen, that I hadn't seen, and to be able
to create it.
That's what I'm thrilled with this new Jones, Hope, and Wooten script. We'll be the Southeastern premiere of that show, Always a Bridesmaid.
Well, you like their stuff.
Oh,
and the
audiences, and our audiences love their material. This is just a brilliantly funny show. It's gonna close the summer season in August. And then we have another brand new script that we found because one of our theater patrons happened to be on a bus tour, and he was going through Minnesota or Montana or someplace, and they stopped at a theater and saw this show called Spreading It Around. And when he came back to Abbeville, he brought me a program, and he said, "You need this is the funniest play I have ever seen in my life." I'd never heard of it. We couldn't really find it because it's still in manuscript form. The author is a Canadian author, and it took more than one Google to find this play and this guy, and we sent him an email, and he just sent us the script in an email, and said, "You know, it's I'm in the process of publishing, blah blah blah, but here is the script, and I'd love for you to do it." And as soon as I read it, I said, "Oh, this will play so well at the Abbeville Opera House." So this is a brand new script nobody around here has seen, called "Spreading It Around."
You know, that brings up an interesting question. It has to be difficult to make those choices. It must be nice to have somebody bring something to you and say, "Check this one out."
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of that, and unfortunately, more often than not, they're not of the caliber that they need to be yet for a production, especially new scripts, because you tend to want to workshop them and work them and publish, work on them. Jones, Hope, and Wooten, though, those guys are pros. You know, they wrote a show for us at the Opera House called The Hallelujah Girls that theaters all over are doing now, but they wrote for Golden Girls and Designing Women, and they've got a great ear for Southern comedy, and they're good friends of the Opera House, and so we did the Hallelujah Girls sight unseen. They said, "We'd like to write one for you guys. Would you be interested in doing the world premiere of this?" And I said, "Well, what's it about?" And they said, "Well, we don't really know yet, but we'll come up with something." And I said, "Well, I can't sell it and put it in the season without a title." So they gave me the title, The Hallelujah Girls, and we didn't have a script for several months. But when I got it, it was brilliantly funny, and they did such a great job. So we love working with them. They've relocated. They're no longer in it. They used to live in Asheville,
right.
And now they're in Manhattan. They're up in New York. But last year, they were the most produced playwrights in the world.
How about that?
Last year, yeah.
That is to make you feel good. Are they gonna happen to come down for
it? Well, we're talking about it. I don't know what their schedule is like, but she just sent me an email saying, you know, "Hey, break a leg, have fun with the show, and we hope you like it." And it is great story and great characters that they've created. And she said, "We'd love to get down to see one of the shows." And it's running for 3 weekends in August, so hopefully. They usually pop in and check out a matinee. They'll call the morning of the matinee and say, "Hey, we're in the area.
We're coming down." Well, that'll be great. And so we have Always Patsy Cline, then we have Spreading It Around, and then we have Always a Bridesmaid. You couldn't have coordinated that for
I know, always and always, isn't that?
Yeah. Exactly. That's pretty funny. Yeah, exactly. Well, that is terrific. Tell us again how many weeks and what's happening on Always Patsy Cline, since that's what we're talking about. Then we're going to go to the news here in just a minute.
Great. Yeah, it runs June 7th and 8th. That's this Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock, Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock, and it runs every weekend starting June 7th all the way through June 29th. Give us a call, 366-2157. We got some great seats available.
And lots of performances. And you know, the thing I like about the Abbeville Opera House is the fact that it is so connubial. Meaning it's so comfortable and so close and everything. You really feel like you're right there.
You go back in time the minute you walk down those steps and go into the back of the theater. It's a great venue for a musical like Patsy Cline as well. It just fits. It has a little Grand Ole Opry feel to it.
It does.
The acoustics are incredible.
That's right. So you got to come out and see it at the Abbeville Opera House. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Abbeville Opera House Youth Theater. We're also going to get an update on the Belmont.
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk
what
about
a classy
that.
Place. Yeah,
I'll tell
it's
going to
be great.
It's going to be so great to have that back open over there.
This is going to be a real shot in the arm for the Opera House and really for the Square and for Abbeville. We have needed this for such a long time.
So absolutely.
We're really looking forward to it opening up.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? It is time for South Carolina News. A quick word from our sponsors, and we will be back with the one and only Michael Genevieve, Executive Director at the Abbeville Opera House.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Tell you what, you'll be able to hear it live over there at the Abbeville Opera House starting this weekend. Friday night's opening night, running all the way through the end of the month. Friday and Saturday nights and matinees too, right there at the Abbeville Opera House. It's always Patsy Cline. Couldn't be any finer at all. I tell you what a great choice of a show. And surprising that they're also putting it on Broadway.
I know, isn't it? It is. It's incredible. Within the next few weeks,
right?
So that's kind of exciting for us and for always Patsy Cline too. Absolutely. It's been around a long time.
Sure, and of course it's a great story. And if you'd like to go see it, you can go see it at the Abbeville Opera House. And the telephone number to give you a call to make a reservation
is 366-2157.
All right, 366-2157. You want to go see this because it is the summer season. It is the opening play for summer season. You've got two others spreading it around, and a brand new play. What is it? Always a Bride.
Always a Bridesmaid.
Always and always.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Well, we've been talking about that in the first half hour. Wanted to talk a little bit about, looks like you've got some youth camps going on over there.
We do. Ryan Hewitt's been the youth theater director here at the Abbeville Opera House for the last couple of years, and he has just done an incredible job. He has so many students. He teaches acting classes that start after school during the school year, and last last summer he taught a series of acting classes, and they were so well received, and he had so much interest that we decided to do some summer camps this year. So
he decided to work harder at it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Well, and you know, we're in rehearsals, and we do a lot of daytime rehearsals, but usually, you know, certainly not before 10 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon when we rehearse our summer season shows. But Ryan's going to do an advanced acting class for grades 7 through 12 that in June. It starts on June 24th, and then he's got a July session that's beginning acting for the 2nd through the 6th grades. And then in August, he's going to do a summer camp on musical theater madness, he's calling it. So if you're interested, the musical theater madness is grades 4 through 12. So it's June, grades 7 through 12, July 2 through 6, and in August 4 through 12. So if you know of any young people that want to get on stage, this is a great way to not only introduce them to the theater, but to help them polish their technique and just learn a lot about acting and singing and dancing and performing. And they'll get to no place better to do that than on this 105-year-old stage of the Abbeville Opera House. So you can give
after them... that, it's all downhill. Yeah. After you've performed on the Abbeville.
Well, you know, it really is. The first time I walked in there 35 years ago, and when I saw that theater, you stand on that stage and you look out into that space. It's so beautiful, but it also has the most incredible special feel about it. When you think of performers from vaudeville like Jimmy Durante and Fanny Brice, the Ziegfeld Follies, George White Scandal, Sarah Bernhardt, all of these performers were traveling through Abbeville from the 1880s on the vaudeville circuit. The most popular circuit was the Keith Circuit, or one of the most popular ones, and they would send shows from New York to Richmond and from Richmond to Atlanta. And Abbeville was an overnight stay for all these people all those years. And the community said, you know, if we had a facility, we could sponsor some of these New York shows. And so they wrote to the producers in New York. They sent them the ground plans. It took them 8 years to build, but they opened the doors October 10th, 1908. And from that date on, every major star, every big show out of New York, we've had Ben-Hur, George White Scandals, the Ziegfeld Follies, all performing there in little old Abbeville on their way to Atlanta. They used to have disclaimers in the paper that would, on the front page of the newspaper, it would always say, you know, we wish to assure the fine people in the community of Abbeville that the production that they are about to see tonight at they called it the Grand Opera House then, instead of the Abbeville Opera House, at the Grand Opera House is the same show in its entirety that plays the larger cities throughout the country. So I guess they didn't want to feel like, we're not going to shortchange you, you're getting the whole show here, even though it's in a smaller venue. But the Opera House, we seat about 218 people downstairs, and then we have the box seats and a small balcony, but they seat 1,100 people when the theater first opened. Wow. To give you an idea how small those seats were and how they crammed them in.
Sure.
But there were two balconies. And the second balcony is no longer open to the public. We use it for lighting, and it's no longer accessible. It only has one entrance. And I guess 100 years ago, they didn't care about fire codes or any of that kind of thing. So, So it would be cost prohibitive to try to open the second balcony up again. And like I said, we use it for tech and for lighting and things like that now. But it's a special place, and you feel the presence of all of those performers who had performed in the past there when you're working on the 7,800 square foot stage.
It's tremendous.
Yeah.
And of course, it's on the historical.
Yes, on the National Register of Historic Buildings. We're the official State Theater of South Carolina. We're the only venue that's ever won the South Carolina Governor's Travel Award for Tourism twice. And we're in good company because that was Darlington 500 and the Spoleto Festival. And
that's huge there,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah, I know. It's a great little award that we've received there.
But how did you end up there? You'll have to give us the short version. But how did you end up at the Abbeville Opera House? That's a good story right there.
Well, when I got out of school, I spent a year at the Actors Theater of Louisville, and then I toured, did a lot of acting in dinner theaters and around, and ended up realizing that there was a real market for packaged plays. So I knew a lot of actors that I'd been working with through the year, and we formed a company called Creative Enterprises, and we sold packaged plays that were complete. We had lights, sound, props, costumes,
dinner theaters,
programs, and we sold them to dinner theaters, country clubs, and resorts. A guy in Abbeville, George Settles, was the director of the development board, and he saw us performing someplace like Amelia Island or Hilton Head or something. Gave us his card, and he said, "You got to come to Abbeville. I got a theater there. We can't do summer theater as a community theater. It's bigger than volunteer, or we can't do it with amateurs. We need some professionals." And we were performing in Augusta a few months later, and I said, and found the card, and I said, "You know, we ought to just go. How far is that?" So we had a night show. We were there in Augusta doing evening shows for weeks, and my stage manager and tech director and I just got in a van and drove over to Abbeville, and as soon as we walked into the theater, we went, wow, because we were used to performing like at the Barn Dinner Theater and, you know, doing a lot in the round and everything, and we saw that facility and fell in love with it and said, let's see what a summer theater would be like here. And we brought three shows in. There were three of our packaged plays that first summer. And it was enough to warrant a full-scale summer stock season the next year. That next year, we did 10 plays in 10 weeks. But, of course, we had 14 shows that were out on the road. So they were all shows that we would just roll
around
in Friday afternoon, set up and do the show. And then Sunday, we were out of town. And so we did 10 plays in 10 weeks that season, which about killed us. But then the next summer, we said, you know, to really make this work, we should try staying here. So we established a residency here in June, July, and August that third summer, and we ended up doing 8 plays that season, and we started building sets and working that way, and that's turned into what is now our 35th summer theater season.
It's tremendous,
in Abbeville.
Michael.
Yeah.
What a good choice. What a good thing that he handed you that card, and what a good thing that you actually
we
were close enough
to,
and came over, because the tendency is just to say, we'll check it out someday.
Well, it's been a great situation for me. We do a 5-play winter series. We've cut back now to a 3-play summer series because our audiences have built up over the years, so we generally want to run a show in June and another one in July and another one in August. When I get the shows up, and if they're running for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, it allows me an opportunity to still audition as an actor, and I get to go and do some TV shows or some feature films and things like that every once in a while. So that works out really well for me, and it's been a good situation all the way around.
Thing. And you've been teaching here at Presbyterian.
Yeah,
Lander,
I teach at Presbyterian College and at Erskine College,
right,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing acting and directing at Erskine and theater production, so I enjoy doing that. When the auditions kind of slim down a little bit, then I can teach more classes. But things have been really picking up. This is probably the best time in the Southeast for television and film production that we have had since the 90s.
Well, I noticed your hair is a little longer here. Have you
been auditioning? There's a TV show called Revolution on NBC. Now, just hit the season finale there, but I was up for a couple of roles in that, and everybody's kind of scuzzy, I guess you would say. So
right.
I just shaved, and then Stephen King has a new series called Under the Dome. It's on CBS June 24th. It's a summer series, and so I'm up for a role in that. And I just finished a film with Owen Wilson and Amy Poehler and Zach Galifianakis called You Are Here. That'll be out in a few months.
How about that?
Playing a minister.
Playing a minister?
Yeah.
Okay, Michael.
So yeah, it's been good. We've got a lot of series. Homeland is shooting in Charlotte. That's mm-hmm. Is it Showtime series? Yeah. So I've had several auditions for that. And, of course, they're still doing Army Wives in
Charleston.
So there's a lot happening in the Carolinas right now.
It's a good area to do that in. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about the Belmont over there. So we'll get an accurate update right here, right now. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime. From Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. Leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
crazy. I do this show every day. Yeah. What are you talking about? And I'm here with Michael Genevieve, who just happened to have been over in Augusta and drove over to Abbeville and happened to have a card. And that's how he ended up at the Abbeville Opera House. And it couldn't have turned out better, could it?
Nope. It's been great. We love that space and that theater and those people.
Absolutely. So it's coming up. It is always Patsy Cline at the Abbeville Opera House. We do have the Youth Theater. We've talked a little bit about that. If you want to come by and pick up a very easy application, you can do that. And we have some right here at Sharp Facets Gallery for you to pick up. But I'm always, I know that Belmont has been on everybody's mind. It's going to be so great to have that back open. What can you tell us?
Yeah, it's been closed for so long, but it's going to be a real shot in the arm. We were invited, the cast and crew of Patsy Cline went to the Belmont Inn last night, Jürgen and Tatiana. Actually, were the perfect hosts. They had a wonderful meal for us, and they gave us a tour of a truly magnificent hotel that's going to be opening up in the next few weeks in Abbeville. The goal was to have it opened with the opening of the summer season, always Patsy Cline, but just a few delays here and there, a few cricks and things with air conditioning and kitchen equipment and things like that. So now we're shooting for the last weekend of always Patsy Cline, or certainly by the first of the second show in July, spreading it around, and the Belmont will be opened and running. He has just an incredible dining room, beautiful lobby bar out in the lobby. He's got a small grill downstairs as well. You can get sandwiches and salads and things there. He's got two lovely meetings meeting rooms, and the accommodations are first class. I mean, it is really beautiful. If nothing else, you need to just come to Abbeville when you come to this show. Walk over and just walk through the lobby, because it'll take your breath away. They've done an absolutely incredible job.
I was over there a week or so ago. I think they even have a horse statue outside the door.
Yes, they sure do. They've
exactly.
got the garden looks great. The veranda, the porch is incredible. Everything, all the details. They do an incredible job, and they're great hosts. We are so happy to have them in Abbeville. It's going to be, like I said, a real shot in the arm for the Opera House and for the Square and for all of Abbeville to have the Belmont Inn back up and running. So we're thrilled.
Absolutely. Now, they're from Germany?
Yes, they're from Germany. And actually, he's a chef in Germany. His son is a chef as well. They have an inn very similar to the Belmont Inn in Germany, and his son is running that now. So they came over here and
How'd they find Abbeville?
Saw the Opera House. Well, you know, they've been here for a number of years, because he came here on business, on other business, and had been, for one reason or another, in Ohio, ended up in the Greenville-Spartanburg area looking for warehouses and things like that for this business, and came down to Abbeville, saw the Square, and somebody was joking with him that, you know, that's what you know, you need another inn, because he had one in Germany anyway, and he was going, it's too much work, I don't think I can do that, and I have no idea, but I mean, they have put a pretty penny, let me tell you, into the renovation of that space, and it looks as good as it did when it opened in 1908. It's beautiful. It's also on the National Register. It's perfect complement to the Opera House, because it's right across the street, and it was really built. It was used. Jimmy Durante stayed in the suite there, and all the big stars coming through town with the vaudeville shows back in the day would stay at what was then called the Eureka Hotel. It's now the Belmont Inn. But we're delighted to have it there, and we'll be stopping over. We'll have the actors over there after the show. We're setting up theater packages that will include your accommodations and meals and theater tickets and dessert after the show back at the hotel.
That's
so
terrific.
It's going to be terrific for us. Yeah,
absolutely.
We're really looking forward to it.
I understand they've already got a lot of reservations going into the fall and next year, 2014.
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, and we have We will have by Friday our winter season announced, because it'll be in the program there. But yeah, we're setting up. We're even actually talking about things we had never done in the past. Setting up a three show. You know, we'll do a 5-play winter series. And Jürgen, the owner, was saying he'd like to set up a 3 out of 5 where you could select any 3 of the shows you'd like to come see and spend the night at the Belmont. And that's really been the drawback.
Great.
We have some lovely bed and breakfasts in town, and they're always full, but you know, with 350 seats in the Opera House, we need more space, and so
but you also have a lot of tour buses coming through.
Well, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's the other thing.
Been our bread and butter. We've said that for years. 85% of our attendance comes not only from outside Abbeville, but from outside the state of South Carolina. So we do have a lot of tour buses from Virginia and the Carolinas and Tennessee and Florida coming through, that they'll hop off Saturday morning and walk around the Square and come see the show, and then as soon as that show's over, they're back on the bus going to the next location. But we have a lot of season ticket holders from Atlanta and Augusta and Charlotte and Columbia, and so that's where having the Belmont for the weekend will really pay off for them and for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so good to hear that there are so many good things happening over there at Abbeville Opera House. Now, this show starts always past Friday night
at 8 o'clock. We've still got opening night tickets, so give us a call. You can call 366-2157 anytime if you feel like you want to talk to a real live person and do it between 10 and 2. But you can call and leave a message, and we'll make your reservations. And you can get your seats over the phone with a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. We won't run it through on the card. That just holds them until curtain time. And then when you get there, you can pay by check or cash, or put them on a card if you want to. We make it as easy as we possibly can.
And I'll bet you on Friday you'll be there longer than 10 to 2.
Well, we're there on show days. We're there all day.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
So we're there up through the end of the show. So we'll be there from 10 to 11.
And no lip syncing.
No lip, no, absolutely no lip singing.
And you have a
you
real band there.
You may think that it's Patsy, but it's really Mary Jane Swaggart as Patsy Cline, and she does a great job.
And this is the same show from 2005, 2006, same actor, actresses. It's going to be terrific.
Same show that's going to Broadway, so you don't have to drive all the way to Manhattan. You can see it
right
across.
Yeah,
stop off in Abbeville and see the show.
Well, it is so good to have you here. I know that you were very, very busy getting ready, and it's good that you've taken the time to come see us today.
Oh, hey, it was my pleasure. I'm going to head out of here and go right to rehearsal right now.
Okay.
First
well,
dress
sounds,
rehearsal.
Sounds great. You've left me some gift cards that we'll be giving away for Giveaway Friday tomorrow.
Great.
So if you want to head on out, I know you're in kind of a rush. I'll wrap it up right here, and we appreciate you coming out today, Michael.
Oh, hey, it was my pleasure, and our friend Harry Anderson said be sure to say hello to you.
Well, thank you very much. Is Harry doesn't happen to be coming back, is he?
He may come see a show this summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Michael. Mm. All right. That's going to really wrap it up for us. Michael Genevieve has been in the building. Saturday morning, about 10:05 would be a great time for Mary Jane to give us a call. How about that? Sounds good. All right. We'll be talking to her right while we'll be playing. Oh, Patsy Cline, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and who else are we playing? I don't remember. But anyways, it's going to be a great show Saturday morning. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood, and we got your butt on the video. Thanks so much, Michael. Bye-bye, everybody.